Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order, using the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts as a basis for charting. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, Edward Starr, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells and Marvin Gaye together, The Commodores, Bruce Willis, and Martha and the Vandellas, all coming up in the next half hour as we feature Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Tom Fallon.
Absolutely. Now get sad again. Whoa. 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 Texas Hair Man. Whoa. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Whoa. I got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Our memory with Tom Fallon. Thank you.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Love, Light, and Flight, that reached number 4 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1984, and it was from the film called Woman in Red, starring Gene Wilder. Before that, from the 1970s, War, a number 3 tune in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. It also was a Grammy Hall of Fame winner in 1999, and we started with Kim Weston's Helpless, number 13 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring songs in order, one from the 1960s, then the 1970s, and the 1980s, all taken from charted songs on the rhythm and blues charts of the United States. Well, coming up, back to the 1960s, and a song that reached number 2 from 1964, a duet with Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells. Well, Marvin Gaye's first partner at Motown was Mary Wells, although in 1964, Mary was much more popular than Marvin was. The pairing was really to help him more than her. Their voices really meshed, and this song coming up, What's the Matter with You Baby, was actually the B-side. The A-side of the 45 was Once Upon a Time, but both charted on the rhythm and blues charts and the U.S. pop charts. Well, pairing both Marvin and Mary began more than a year earlier. More than 20 tracks were recorded during 1963. They were mostly ballads and standards. An album called Together was released at the same time as this single coming up, but Marvin didn't like it. He was quoted as saying, "This whole thing seemed to be a watered-down version of my style and her style." Well, Mary had happier memories. She was quoted as saying that we had a lot of success with that album. It went to number one on the rhythm and blues charts and number one on the jazz charts as well. Here are Mary and Marvin right here on Motown Memories.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
What did I do wrong?
Do you really wanna know?
I want make every little thing alright. You know you told me there will never be another, and you know you lied. When you lied, you hurt me, baby. When I left and I went away, I didn't know how much I loved you until today. Take me out tonight.
Babe, won't you let me get on your good side?
If I did that, Marvin, it would hurt my pride.
Hey, let me make it up to you if I can.
I can't do it, don't you understand?
Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter?
I told you that you done me wrong.
Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
Commodores with Brick House, number 4 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1977. And we started with Mary Wells and Marvin Gaye together, What's the Matter with You Baby, reaching number 2 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And that was Mary Wells' last top 40 song on the Motown record label as she moved to the 20th Century record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring a song from the 1960s, then the 1970s, then the 1980s, all using the United States Rhythm and Blues chart as our basis. Well, coming up, a song from the 1980s, specifically from 1987, a great song from the actor Bruce Willis, Respect Yourself. Well, Respect Yourself was originally made famous by the Staple Singers. It was released in late 1971, and it reached number 5 on the Billboard charts in the United States. The song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and in 2004, it was ranked number 462 on the Rolling Stones magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, actor Bruce Willis, with help from June Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, reached number 5 in the U.S. Billboard charts, number 20 in the Hot Singles charts, and number 22 in the Adult Contemporary charts for this song in 1987. Here is Bruce Willis, right here on Motown.
As I stand alone on this moonful night,
this half hour, we featured songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we stopped in the 1960s, so coming up after the break, a song from the 1970s, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.